The 12th practice, carrying the medicine to others. Service as the path to freedom. The 12th practice is the capstone of this design for living and the most powerful practice of all, carrying the medicine of this path to others who still suffer and living these principles in all our affairs. The Lakota virtue of Wakantonyaka, generosity, teaches that true worth is measured not by what we accumulate, but by what we give away. The giveaway ceremony honors individuals precisely by distributing possessions to others. The highest service is not keeping wisdom for ourselves, but offering it freely to those who need it. This practice introduces a profound alchemy. The very experiences that once caused the most shame, the failures, the demoralization, the suffering, become our greatest asset. They give us credibility and empathy to help others in ways that no one else can. A person who has walked through the darkness is uniquely useful to someone still lost in it. By helping others, we are constantly reminded of the reality of our former condition and the effectiveness of this path. It breaks the final chains of self-obsession. The focus shifts from the internal circular question, "How can I feel better?" to the external purpose-giving question, "How can I be useful to my relations?" The ancestors knew. The good life is not about having more, but about being more fully ourselves in service to the whole. Service banishes loneliness, creates fellowship, and gives life profound meaning. It is the bright spot of our days and the surest path to sustained peace. Daily practice. Ask each morning, "How can I be of service today?" Offer your experience to others when appropriate. Practice the principles in all your affairs, at home, at work, in every relationship. Remember, you carry medicine that others need.